welcome back. This is Farm Talk, and we're visiting with a Velva, North Dakota farmer and member of the North Dakota Corn Board, Paul Thomas. How are you doing, Paul?
Good. How are you, Mick?
Excellent. All right, let's talk about Cornvention coming up, which is a big deal. You'll be there.
I'll be there. Yeah, February 8th down there in Fargo at the Holiday Inn. Yeah, we got some pretty exciting speakers, of course, yourself.
Yeah.
The weather for the next year. You know, we all enjoy hearing long-term forecasts, whether or not they come true or not. It's always fun to kind of hear that.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate being asked back, you know, because two things the farmers can't control: the markets and the weather.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
You can throw get your old tomatoes and bring them and throw them if you need to.
Yeah. But you know, a couple things we can control that we're kind of addressing in that convention. One, soil health and ways to improve profitability on our farm. And we've got Abby Wick coming with a group of producers that are implementing different soil conservation practices, and they're going to be having a farmer panel with Abby there. I think a lot of people are looking forward to that, seeing what kind of information we have there. And then also we have the Peterson Farm Brothers.
From Kansas.
Yes, and you know, they'll be sharing how we as producers can be sharing our message with those out in the media and with our friends and our neighbors about what we're doing on the farm and why the things we're doing are good for not only ourselves, the soil, but also for the food that people are eating.
Right, yeah, and the parodies of those pop songs that they, you know, like Gangnam Style, Farmer Style.
Yeah,
and
yep.
They haven't done too many of those recently.
I don't think as many recently, yeah. But I know there's still a pretty big following there. I know Jean from the office there has said that she's gotten a few calls from people that aren't even in farming, and they've heard the ads that this is coming up, and they're like, oh, can we come to the show? And we really are. My kids love the Peterson Farm Brothers.
They say my grandchildren would like to come. Really, Grandma wants to meet the Peterson Brothers.
Right. There's always a good cover-up
yeah,
there.
That's yeah. right. Yeah. All right. Now, why did you get involved in the North Dakota Corn Board?
Okay. Well, I've been producing corn here for 10, 12 years, and it's really been a pretty good crop for me and my rotation on our farm, diversifying out of not just having small grains with wheat. I've always grown a lot of different broadleaf crops, but kind of looking for that crop diversity with something besides just wheat. And the wheat economics haven't been real good, and corn's just been a great fit. It's really been a crop that's produced well for us here, and you know, it's just fun. You know, it's just fun growing all those bushels. So,
but let's tell everybody one more time, because this might be a shocker to a few. When was the last time you did any tillage in a cornfield?
I have never done any tillage in a cornfield.
And so what do you do with all the residue?
You know, the corn residue really takes care of itself here. Typically what I'll do after a corn crop, you know, after combining it, we don't use chopping heads. We leave that stalk stand as tall as it can. And we'll go in there the next spring and direct seed either peas or pinto beans into it. And so you'll direct seed that into it. We'll come across it with the land roller in to push rocks down or whatever. And then that lays that stalk out flat. And by the time we're in there with our flex heads taking off those peas or pinto beans or soybeans even, you know, a lot of that residue has already been broken down by the earthworms and the soil biology and broken down into that soil.
Yeah, so. And it's usable nutrients.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds like a great idea.
Well, it's working. And I definitely, it's the way I enjoy farming, and it's working good.
Yeah, excellent. All right. Any other things that are on the front burner for you? I know you had almost 200 people come to the conference. It used to be the Manitoba Dakota Zero Till Association. The new name is?
It's Northern Prairie Ag Innovation Alliance. Yeah, we had our conference here a week and a half ago. A really good turnout. A fair amount of interest from Canada and North Dakota here. Real good group of speakers. I think most people left there feeling, you know, it's always kind of one of those recharge your batteries type things.
Yeah.
You get those, yeah, that's why I'm doing this, or yeah, that's a great way to maybe improve upon what I'm doing. So, yeah, that was a real good conference. Good turnout. Yep. It was good.
Yeah. Soil health, though, is really important to you.
Oh, for me, it's really what it's all about. You know, it's not only to help improve my profitability, but I really believe it's building the foundation for when my kids come back, that they've got a better chance of making it on the farm than I even did. Because ultimately, everything we get, whether it's our food or profit or whatever, it's all coming out of that soil. And so if we're not taking care of that and building and improving upon that, and I see it as a constant learning challenge, because it's not something that you just there's no single answer. It's really, and one of the things I've discovered too is everybody has maybe a different system to try and get to that soil health, and no particular system is necessarily right. It's just right for that person. Everybody's going to, whether it's a no-till emphasis, whether it's a cover crop emphasis, whether it's crop rotation, whether it's integrating livestock, all those components help build that soil health. And maybe some people can comfortably do three of those four, or maybe some people can do two, or maybe just one. But anything you're doing to move towards that path of improving that soil health is just improving sustainability for your farm.
That's a great message that needs to get out there for all the Facebook haters or social media who like in factory farms, industrial agriculture. You know, I have no idea what an industrial farm is.
Factory farm. Right. Yeah. You know, it's it. That your farm, your soil, everything you do is just a living, breathing thing.
Yeah.
And it has to be looked at that way. You know, certainly the equipment that we drive across there is industrial, but the farm itself is very far from that. It's a living thing. And, you know, you start understanding that, treating it like that, and it responds.
All right. Yeah. Paul Thomas, Velva, North Dakota farmer. Great to meet you finally.
In person.
Nice. And we'll see you in Fargo February 8th at Cornvention.
I'm looking forward to it, Mick.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.